Breaking news today on Seculo as Letitia James is filing to erase Trump in New York.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
At Monday deadline, it actually began at 12:01 a.m. Eastern Time, so early morning hours when President Trump did not deliver what was close to almost $500 million. I think it was $454 million just to Letitia James. But when you put all the full totals together, it was getting closer to $500 million. So she is in the process right now of identifying the buildings she wants to take over immediately, Logan.
Yep.
Those buildings right now, she has listed them is, first off is in Westchester County, a Trump golf resort and private estate that's called Seven Springs, and that she's taken the first step in seizing that asset in New York. She's also looked at the famous Trump 40 Wall Street and Trump Tower next. Now that goes on to a second story, Logan, where Truth Social has, it appears, been purchased.
Big.
Tell people about the Truth Social move.
Yeah, and Will can fill in sort of the gaps here. A lot of this happened when we were about to go on air, which is that Truth has essentially announced that they will be going public in a way. Now, in the way they go public, it evaluates the company at somewhere around $3 billion in essentially a sell. It's a very confusing kind of strategic move, but to really explain it, it's potentially millions, hundreds of millions of dollars, potentially even more, that could then go to President Trump.
Right. So, I mean, there could be ways where this is very temporary. These seizures could be temporary, and then he can make good on the bond. We will see what happens. But as of right now, Letitia James, I think by the end of the day, unless something changes between our broadcast and the end of the day, will have seized some Trump properties.
Yeah.
And by the way, she doesn't just have to seize them in New York. Any Trump property anywhere in the United States. So that would include Florida, Mar-a-Lago, the golf courses there, the Northern Virginia Trump National Los Angeles. I mean, of course, the New York ones are closer and probably worth a lot more money. Doral in Miami. I mean, there's major properties. There's the Trump Hotel in Vegas. You can keep going on and on.
Yeah.
But we know she's taken the first steps, Logan.
Yeah, and I think her quote was her saying, "I forced Trump into bankruptcy," and that is exactly what it seems like the intention.
Like it. I mean, he says he's got $500 million in the bank. He didn't want to spend that on this. He
That's what
to
she wants.
On the campaign.
Oh, yeah. Right. So there was a statement that came out on Truth Social as well from President
Trump.
We
want to get your thoughts on this, too. 1-800-684-3110, because this is the war on Trump. This is how, this is the heart of it. When they can start trying to take down people with millions of dollars of assets, hundreds of millions of dollars in their bank accounts, and try and bankrupt them off of a court case that hasn't even been appealed yet.
Yeah, well, let's go through. This is what he posted on Truth. I'll be honest, it's not the easiest thing to read because it is all caps, as he always does.
Can we do it?
Sure, have fun.
All
You're a good
just
reader.
Let me know when we get close to time. Through hard work, talent, and luck, I currently have almost $500 million in cash, a substantial amount of which I intended to use in my campaign for president. The often overturned political hack judge on the rigged and corrupt AG case, that's Erdogan, where I have done nothing wrong, knew this, wanted to take it away from me, and that's where and why he came up with the shocking number, which coupled with his crazy interest demands is approximately $454 million. I did nothing wrong except win an election in 2016 that I wasn't expected to win, did even better in 2020, and now lead by a lot in 2024. This is communism in America. So he's saying he's got the cash, didn't want to use it this way. We've got a Truth Social sale, which could bring in $300 million. I don't know how quickly he would receive that when it goes public like that, how quickly he could use it.
Yeah.
But how fast could he get the bolts taken off the door, if you will?
Yeah.
24 hours, 48 hours. But what we know is at some time today, I would think Letitia James is going to want to have a press conference putting the seizure. They want to have the seizure of the building.
Yep. Coming up next, we got Mike Pompeo also to discuss this and some other topics as well. We are wrapping up here. We are halfway through our Life and Liberty. We only have a week left of our Life and Liberty drive, and we are just shy. We are 250 people away from our 500 bonus goal. Do it right now. Become an ACLJ champion.
Hi, this is Jay Sekulow. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you've told us matter the most to you, life and religious liberty. This month, we're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attacks on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack from within, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Every tax-deductible gift you give will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, and help us fight to literally save lives. Go to ACLJ.org right now and join us in the fight.
After nearly 50 years, Roe v. Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our three-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. Extreme abortion advocates are not just going to give up, and neither are we. I thank you for making this victory possible, and I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
We now have a state-by-state fight. Your support of the ACLJ makes a huge difference. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ this month, we get a matching gift, which means, as we've said before, if you donate $20, we get $40. You donate $100, we get $200. We encourage you to do it.
Welcome back to Sekulow. We are joined by a member of the Sekulow team and the ACLJ team, our Senior Counsel for Global Affairs, former Secretary of State and CIA Director, Secretary Mike Pompeo. And Secretary Pompeo, I want to go right to you on this. President Trump has a Monday deadline. It's 12:01 a.m. I mean, when the clock strikes 12:01 from Sunday to 12:01 Monday, Letitia James could be out there and begin seizing assets. How do you think, if there's an asset seizure, and there's talk about Trump getting this money together maybe at the last minute, but if it doesn't all get in there by 12:01 and she's out there, you know, putting bolts on, whether it's Trump Tower or she's also named some other places, Seven Springs Estate and Golf Resort in Westchester County, 40 Trump Wall Street. Do you think this is how we're going to see this play out over the next few days? Because the American people, I mean, we really haven't seen anything like this in our modern American political system, where the law enforcement officials are going to take away at the district court level before an appeal is made these huge assets of such successful American business people because they happen to get into politics.
Well, Jordan, you know, this, I hope it's not the case. Your question, I guess, was, is that what's going to happen? I hope it's not the case, which I will tell you, she sure looks like that's the path that she is heading down. She will grandstand. But we should all take just a step back. I think it's important to remember how we got here. We saw political charges brought by a political actor, and now they're going to use the force and power, the armed might of the government, to take away property from someone who is still litigating a valid claim. This is, to your point, this is unheard of. I think the reaction from the American people will be precisely what we would think it is, which is how outrageous for government to do this. We all knew, Jordan, you and I talked about this a while back. This is how this proceeds, right? In the end, when you go pursue a political adversary and then go find a judge who will find for you, rule for you without a proper due process, right, this is how it happens. And this would be a tragic day for America to see armed government agents in the street seizing assets for a candidate for president of the United States of America.
I mean, it seems like this, Secretary Pompeo, and almost the question at this point feels a bit rhetorical, but does it feel like with James now starting to seize these assets that we're reaching the point, or we've hit that point of no return in terms of what future political, you know, motivated prosecutions are in this country?
You know, it feels that way. I refuse to believe that America is going to devolve to what we see happen in other countries to political actors, but it is going to take a concerted effort. It's going to take a concerted effort from political leaders, but most importantly from the folks who are watching and listening to your show today to demand that this is not the model. It can't be the case that this is the course of action that we see taken. Not just, this isn't just about this particular instance or about President Trump. This is about government power being used in a way that is deeply antithetical to our republic. And I pray that it's the case that that James is that this is aberrant, that this won't become the new normal in the United States. It can't be the case. This is very dangerous stuff.
I want to go overseas to Israel because this was very interesting. The United States put forward a ceasefire resolution, which again, you would think that the world powers would be in support of at the UN. This involves, of course, Israel. And the United States ceasefire resolution was vetoed by Russia and China at the UN, at the Security Council. So how outrageous is it that the countries working hand-in-hand with Iran get to call the shots like that? And even when a ceasefire is put forward that they've been begging for, I guess since it came from the U.S. and the Biden team, they shot it down.
It is really something. First, it's something that the United States is demanding a ceasefire, asking the victim to stop responding to the aggression that took place. So that's pretty ridiculous in the first instance that the United States put forward this proposal. But then second, your point, which is this is not terribly dissimilar to what the Russians and the Chinese and others have put forward before. And yet, because it came from us, I think it's so telling, Jordan. I think it's so telling that because it came from us, they've decided they're going to oppose it. They're going to seek more. This is what happens when the United States appeases. When you appease, when you begin to move in the direction of your adversaries, they're going to not just take an inch or a foot. They're going to take a mile. And I think that's what the Chinese and the Russians are trying to do by vetoing this U.S. resolution.
All right. We do have a ton of calls coming in, Jordan. I think we should hold those probably for the next segment here. But I just want to say, if you're on hold right now, stay on hold.
Yep.
We are going to get to you. And then give us a call at 1-800-684-3110. But I know there's a lot of people who've been on hold for already some time. We're going to get to you. We obviously have Secretary Pompeo with us.
Let me ask you this. If and when, we know that Israel's goal is to destroy Hamas. They had some big victories. They've seized, I think it was hundreds of terrorists, top level Hamas officials in the last couple of days who were hiding out in what their so-called hospitals, and they've been starting to put those forward and naming those high-level Hamas officials. So they've had some great success there. I wonder if it will be despite the support from the United States, because it's questionable support that ultimately Israel is able to win this against Hamas, but it won't be in a joint effort really with the United States.
Pretty remarkable yesterday to hear former Ambassador Dermer, who's now an advisor to Prime Minister Netanyahu, talk about the fact that, hey, we're prepared to go this alone. The Israelis should never even have to contemplate going this alone when this is vindicating their own sovereignty. So, it could be the case that the Israelis will have to do this without much American help. And indeed, in the face of American criticism. And I must say, too, I'm very worried about what's next. The Israelis will get it right in Gaza. They will, in the end, they will eviscerate the capacity of Hamas to threaten them. But we shouldn't forget, Jordan, there's still this problem in the north. Today, you have 60 to 80,000 Israelis who can't move back to their homes. Hundreds of rockets have been fired out of Lebanon by Hezbollah. We don't talk about that as much because it's not in the news. But make no mistake about it, this conflict, the security of Israel still matters and has risk even after Hamas is gone, because in the end, the head of the snake is in Tehran. And the United States is the only nation that can support Israel in confronting the real challenge, which is to ensure that Tehran doesn't continue to inflict this kind of barbaric terror, only on Israel, but on the world.
I think this follows up on a final question to you, Secretary Pompeo. It's great to have you as part of our team. But, you know, we know the relationship between Netanyahu and Biden is publicly in shambles. So, I mean, what happens next there?
You know, President Biden began his time in office calling the crown prince in Saudi Arabia a pariah, and the Middle East policy has gone downhill since then. I hope that the two of them, whatever their personal challenges are between each other, I hope the two of them will come to understand what's in America's best interest and Israel's best interest, and that is for a tight, connected-at-the-hip relationship between the rightful Jewish homeland of Israel and the United States of America. President Biden needs to take that, to confront that, to get that right. I'm confident that Israeli leadership, including Prime Minister Netanyahu, are intent on doing that.
All right. Secretary Pompeo, as always, we appreciate you joining us. And folks, we're able to have members like Secretary Pompeo have now been on our team for years because of your financial support of the ACLJ, and a lot of you because of your ACLJ champions. You take part in these life and liberty moments, Logan.
Yeah, absolutely. We are approaching just, a week left. Ends at the end of the month. In just a week. The end of our life and liberty drive. And we are just so overwhelmed and so thankful for what you all have done so far. And we can't continue these fights without your support. There's a lot going on. We're preparing to file an amicus brief in the Fannie Willis case, which you've heard about, disqualification appeal. The UN just released its opinion calling for Shahzad's immediate release. We'll talk about that coming up. We are working around the world. I'll just put it that way. We're working in the country and around the world to protect life and liberty. I want you to have your gifts doubled right now at ACLJ.org. If you're able, we also encourage you to become an ACLJ champion. And what that is, I'm sure you've heard it now. If you're a regular listener, regular subscriber, you heard it, but you know, I'm going to say it again because it is the most important thing. You can be an ACLJ champion and help us fight for life and liberty every month. You essentially become a recurring donor. And what that has done for us has been just tremendous. We have passed 20,000. We are on our way to our stretch goal, which is to hit another 500. We are halfway there. We are only 250 away from hitting that goal. We got a week to do it. So we encourage you to do that right now. Become a champion. Fight alongside the ACLJ each and every month. Go to ACLJ.org. Have your tax deductible gifts doubled right now. Do you understand that? I just want to make sure it's clear. When you give $20, ACLJ champions have dedicated funds that then go to match that money. And other people involved in the ACLJ, other donors have said, I will be part of that match. So if you're watching right now, I encourage you to either scan the code, the QR code you see on your screen, or just go directly, if you're listening, to ACLJ.org or ACLJ.org/life and liberty. All right, we've got just a quick break coming up here. We got a packed show coming up. We got Rick Grinnell joining us later on. And we're also going to talk about a lot of the breaking news, including what I mentioned before with the UN. We'll talk more about Letitia James and what's happening there. We'll talk some on Israel. And also some interesting news about the deep state as well. Because we'll tease this out for later. According to the New York Times, the deep state is actually, in quote, kind of awesome. We'll discuss that coming up. Also, if you're on hold, stay on hold. If not, we got three lines open right now. You can get on the air. 1-800-684-3110. 1-800-684-3110. Have your voice heard on the air. We'll be back, Jordan, in just a second.
Yeah, that's right. Please become a champion and fight alongside us each and every month. Go to ACLJ.org. Have your tax deductible gift doubled right now. ACLJ.org.
After nearly 50 years, Roe versus Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our three-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. Extreme abortion advocates are not just going to give up, and neither are we. I thank you for making this victory possible, and I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
We now have a state-by-state fight. Your support of the ACLJ makes a huge difference. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ this month, we get a matching gift, which means, as we've said before, if you donate $20, we get $40. You donate $100, we get $200. We encourage you to do it.
Hi, this is Jay Sekulow. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you've told us matter the most to you, life and religious liberty. This month, we're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attacks on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack from within, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Every tax-deductible gift you give will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. and help us fight to literally save lives. Go to ACLJ.org right now and join us in the fight.
All right, folks, we're going to go right to the phones. 1-800-684-3110. Mike Pompeo joined us. Rick Rendell is going to be joining us in the second half hour of the broadcast. There's a lot to talk about. You've got a lot of phone calls, too, because Monday is going to be a very interesting day. Now, a lot of movement already happening today with True Social. Will President Trump somehow kind of put together this money at the last moment where Letitia James isn't going to be able to start locking up some of the you know, the Trump buildings that she wants to start with in New York? We will not know really until 12:01, so midnight plus 1 minute on Monday morning when this can begin.
All right, let's go ahead and take some phone calls. Chuck's calling in Iowa on line 4, watching on YouTube. Thank you to everyone who watches on YouTube. We ask if you're new, hit that subscribe button. We do this show each and every day and tons of other great content. Chuck, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. I got a question. If she seizes his property and say she sells it, does she have to sell it at market value or less? And then if he wins his appeal and they already sold his property, does he get that money back? And also, why don't they take it to the Supreme Court since it's in violation of the Eighth Amendment?
Okay, so I think, let me just answer one. Market value, yes, he could get, if he wins, he would get the money back. I don't know, the building would have already been sold, but the money back. And in the meantime, could you appeal this? He is going to. And he will appeal, I think he will use the Eighth Amendment as well as possibly even like interstate commerce, because this New York law is so different than other states. There's no injured party here, except New York didn't like what you gave to the loan company, who, by the way, would never, ever, I've said this how many times on the show, just take your piece of paper and say, I'm worth this, give me $500 million. They don't do that. They take yours, then they do their own assessment. And if it is pretty close, they say, okay, what they said was pretty close to what we believe, so here's the loan. If they think it's too far apart, they say, no, we disagree with you on your assessment of what your property is worth. Not necessarily a crime, but it means we're not going to give you a loan. In New York, even if you get the loan, they can look at it and you pay it back. That initial document you gave over, if they believe you were lying, even if you got the loan and paid the loan back, which means you weren't really lying because you got the money that you said you were going to get and make off of it,
right,
that you've somehow harmed New York. So could this get to the U.S. Supreme Court? It would have to work its way all the way up through the New York court system. So it would be doing that now. And then ultimately, you can always appeal directly from the top court of a state to the U.S. Supreme Court when a constitutional issue comes up, like the Eighth Amendment or interstate commerce, cruel and unusual punishments, which financial penalties are included in that, and economic crimes. So penalties. So yes, I think you could see that, all three. The one thing you don't get is the buildings back necessarily.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people have that question. There's that sort of looming sense of when all the banks said, well, we would happily do business, and this is nothing to do with, like, that has just tainted this entire process so dramatically. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's go to Robert, who's calling, similar comment, in Louisiana on line 3, also watching on YouTube, which we appreciate. Robert, you're on the air.
I forgot, actually forgot my question. do you have it written down?
Yeah, I'll ask your question for you, Robert, which was, can Letitia James take property that is held in a partnership or anything like that? Because people, I guess, are a little confused on, well, what's a Trump asset? Is a Trump asset a company or a Trump asset President Trump individually? What are the rules? And I feel like it's a bit of a gray area.
Those that would become a lien on the property and they would sell his interest in it.
Okay.
So if he had like a third of a building,
they have to sell it.
They would sell at market value. New York would want to sell. They'd put a lien on it, and then that would sell at market value. So it would not affect the other participants, and it has to be at market value again. Now, again, New York property right now is lower than it's been in a long time. So this property in New York goes up and down. I mean, in waves of just, and there's still, you know, some of the most expensive properties in the world there. But again, there's lots of different ways she could go about this. And I think when people are saying, well, does that save the building? It doesn't save it for Donald Trump.
Yeah, and hopefully
if that's what you're asking,
that answers the question for you right there. I think some of it was just, is this fair even to the other people who have been in business deals with him?
We do have an update, too, out of the United Nations. Logan, our work for persecuted Christians. I know that people know about Shahzad Maziz, the Christian who has been on death row for blasphemy in Pakistan. And we, of course, have been working with the UN. We're through the ECLJ, where I was last week in Strasbourg, France, working with our team there, who is an NGO at the United Nations and very active at the Human Rights Council, but also very active with the United Nations Working Group on Arbitrary Detention, which we have been with these Christians who have been detained and been facing long-term sentences or even the death penalty around the world. And Shahzad Masih's case has been taken up by the UN Working Group, and they've now issued, and I'm holding in my hands right now, a disposition. This is from the UN. It's why you don't ignore the UN. It's why you engage. It's tough. It's hard. It's not a place that's real loving of the work that we do. But once you're inside, you can get work done that is positive if you work really hard, which our teams do. So what did the working group find? They said that the deprivation of liberty of Shahzad Masih, being in contravention of Articles 2, 3, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 19 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and Articles 2, 9, 14, 19, and 26 of the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights is arbitrary and falls within Category 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. What does that mean? The working group considers that taking into account all the circumstances of the case, the appropriate remedy would be for Pakistan to release Mr. Masih immediately and accord him an enforceable right to compensation and other reparations in accordance with international law, and then in accordance with paragraph 33 of its methods of work. The working group refers the present case to the special rapporteur on the promotion and protection of the right to freedom of opinion and expression, the special rapporteur on minority issues, the special rapporteur on freedom of religion or belief, the special rapporteur on extrajudicial summary or arbitrary executions, and the special rapporteur on the independence of judges and lawyers for appropriate action. The working group requests the government of Pakistan to disseminate the present opinion through all available means as widely as possible. So we have now got the UN fully engaged to get Masih released.
I think people need to understand this, and we can slow it down just a little for them, is though the UN can be polarizing,
very,
this is a good thing.
Yes.
This is a very good thing.
This is the UN using all of its power through one of its entities, which is the UN Working Group on Arbitrary Detention, which has hundreds of millions of dollars in resources and all those special rapporteurs. They want them all working together, all those special rapporteurs I named, to make sure this one individual in Pakistan who's facing death is not only released, but receives both compensation and reparations.
Yep.
And he also will need extreme security. You know what's toughest here, folks? It's not necessarily getting to this at the UN ultimately. It's not even necessarily the release. It's getting the judges to show up and do the right thing, because the judges are scared, because there's a history of them losing their life if they release individuals who happen to be Christians and charged with these bogus crimes.
We only got about 50 seconds left. Two things really quick. If you just are joining us on social media, 50 seconds this segment. We have another half hour coming up. And we are going to, a lot of people are just joining us right now and they see the comments about Letitia James. We'll reframe that coming up in the next segment, so you have an idea of what's breaking news with that as she starts to seize properties. We'll discuss that coming up. But we are in the final week of our Life and Liberty Drive. We need your support right now. I'm going to ask you right now, we are 250 away from hitting our stretch goal, which is amazing. It's incredible. Our stretch goal of new champions, those people that support the ACLJ each and every month. Become an ACLJ champion by making a recurring monthly gift. You help us fight every single day in the fight for life and liberty. We can't do that without you. Second half hour coming up. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Got a lot of great content. Back in 1 minute.
You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you've told us matter the most to you. Life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attacks on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. This is your moment to get in the fight. Every tax-deductible gift will be doubled. Go to ACLJ.org right now and join us in the fight.